platform fiesta.
It sure is. So I wanted to welcome everyone to the Conscious Business Telesummit. Today our call is with Suzanne Falter Barnes, and the topic of our call is CNN called How to Set Up Your Coaching Business So the Media Contacts You. And before we get started on this juicy topic, let's just take a moment to connect. So take a nice deep breath and exhale. And just feel your energy flowing effortlessly, easily, just filling the entire room. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale, and really allow yourself to get as big as you can get, as big as the world, as big as the universe, really big until everything is contained within you. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just feel your super connection to everyone on this call. Everyone who is up for this clarion call of leaderfulness, of conscious business, right here, right now. And just feel the ripple of that intention, of our collective intention into consciousness. And feel the so it is of it. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And just allow your full being, your full presence to play, because this is playful. Who you are at your core, at your essence, is delightful. And what we're going to be doing today is playing with some of the out there stuff, but its origin is in here. It's all in here. It's arising from within you. So even though we're going to be enjoying a slideshow and a fantastic presentation by Suzanne, fully connect to everything that's available to you here. You may be getting clues and tips about your own essence. You may be getting all kinds of ideas. So have a pad and a pen close by so you can jot down and capture some of the gems that will happen during this call, because I am sure that there are going to be plenty of hits, intuitive hits and otherwise, during our time together. So let me just tell you a little bit about Suzanne, because there's so much I could say about her. I'm actually in one of her programs, and she's just a wow mega factor in my life. She continues to inspire me and really brings me into a much bigger playground than I had been earlier this year when I first did the Self-Care Mastery Series. So Suzanne Falter Barnes teaches coaches, authors, speakers, and infopreneurs how to build platform and attract major media and publishers. After working with Suzanne, her clients have been cold called by no less than CNN, Time, 60 Minutes, PBS, Self. The list goes on and on. She's a publisher herself of two best-selling self-help books, and she also has a 20-year history in marketing, promotion, and journalism in New York City, including working with the New York Times Company, Hearst, and Condé Nast. She knows how major media and publishers think. This woman is in the know. And she knows how to help you package your gifts most effectively so that you attract the biggest audience. And her website is getknownnow.com. So Suzanne's been helping her private clients build platform for years, and she's developed a new program that she's been using with her exclusive platform leaders group and her other year-long group. And she's ready to go viral with it. So everyone on this call is really lucky, because she's going to tell us a little bit about it at the end of the call, but I just wanted to let you know it's a 5-part program, Build Your Perfect Platform Now. And so at the end of the call, she'll tell you a little bit more about that. So, Suzanne, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're going to advance the slides, and I'm going to give you a little next every time we're ready to go. Right now.
All right. Wonderful.
And I want to, thanks for that nice intro. And Adela, really what I want to focus on today, and I welcome you, by the way, to butt in with questions or comments as you see fit, because you really know my work, and you're one of my success stories, I think. You know, you're out there helping people, and you're moving forward, and you're unafraid of your brilliance. Because about half of my job, maybe even 70% of my job, especially when I work with my platform leaders, who I really challenge to step up to go big, one of my bigger jobs is to get people out of their minds and into their possibilities. Because it seems like a scary thing to step up and really get known. But the truth is, and hey, we're in a conscious business telesummit here, so the truth is that you've been given the purpose you've been given and the urges you've been given and the passion and the interest for your topic because you are, in fact, supposed to do this. And if it speaks to you to do it on a bigger level and listening to this, that's because you are supposed to go bigger with it. So I am simply the lucky facilitator who gets to show people a fundamental system to get you out there more in the world so people can actually find you. And it has a little bit to do with Google and Yahoo, but it has a whole lot more to do with how you're packaged online, what your platform is. And I'm going to talk about that in a bit. So a lot of the people who do this work with me are healers, life coaches, you know, infopreneurs who are really here to help others. And the reason you're looking at a picture of people raising their hands is because there are a gazillion healing professionals out there. Take a look at the next slide. And that's how many coaching sites you get on Google when you Google those words. There are 58,000 hits under creativity coaching, which used to be a rather obscure niche. And the reason is because thank you, Internet, and thank you, changes in the planet and this new era of consciousness we seem to be sliding into, but everybody and their brother is answering the call to step up and become some kind of a conscious healer or infopreneur or service professional. And what my job is to help people really identify themselves on the Internet powerfully and effectively so they can really stand apart and be found. Next. So here's the scary but interesting truth, which is that when somebody goes to your website, they form an impression on whether they're going to stay and play or move on in 1/20th of a second. That's fast.
Mm-hmm.
That is so fast, I don't even know how fast that is. But what it says to me is the brain is scanning and looking for something it can immediately hang on to. So the problem with many conscious entrepreneurs' websites is that they take a while to understand, or they lack a clear focus, or they're, you know, quote-unquote slow brands that you have to kind of stop and think about, or the benefit's not obvious. These are all problems that I help people correct when I work with them on platform building. And, you know, a lot of what happens is basically reinventing who you are on the web. Because you may have this wonderful system you created that's even got like a cool acronym and everything for it, but nobody cares about your system. What they care is about getting out of their pain. So a lot of this talk you're going to see is organized around ways that we can get out of our, that we can help others get out of their pain and really get that benefit quickly. That's what a powerful, well-built site can build platform from. So take a look at the next slide, and this whole thing about platform is it's your reach in the world and how many people know about you and what you stand for. So for me, my platform is I am a platform building expert. Another person I work with, you know, might be an expert on holistic weight loss, or another person might be an expert on conscious spending. You know, just conscious spending. It's like your platform is your niche, but it's also your authority in that field. So say you are the expert on conscious spending. If you can niche yourself out to be different from all the other money management experts out there, then you can create a special platform. And say you call it something really hooky, you know, like mind to money, you know, or something like that. And I mean, that's not really hooky, but say it was. If you had a brand that had a hooky name like that, then the people who would refer to you, say the TV bookers for Oprah or the editors of Self Magazine or the major publishers, they'd be saying, oh, who's that money author, the conscious spending lady? Yeah, let's get the conscious spending lady in here. That's platform. And before they bring you in, they're going to say, like the heavy executives who are really the ones responsible for signing off on all the guests invited on these shows or into these publishing houses, they're going to say, what is the author's platform? What's the guest's platform? Meaning, how many people know about him or her? How many people have heard of them? How much household name buzz do they have? How big is their list? That's platform. And you know what? Every single platform out there has been created from nothing. I'm just going to repeat that. Every single platform out there has been created from nothing. Think about it. Even President Obama started somewhere. You know, he was a law student and a community organizer. This was not a well-known man. And he went out and built platform through his own unique take on how to do government in the United States and in the world. So the opportunity here is for you to package yourself and what you offer people in a really unique and what I call hooky way, meaning you come in with something that is so interesting, it's irresistible to others, and they want more of it. Okay? Now, let me show you a couple of examples of some platforms I've built. Next, please. Here's a wonderful platform called Romance Recovery. What's important about this platform building is it looks like it's really just about branding, but in fact, it's really about the unique offer and who it's targeted to and what they're craving and how this is different from the competition. Like, the very, very minor part of it is what we call it. Yeah, that's important, but you don't even begin to look at branding when you work with me until we've been down the road with all this other stuff. So, Romance Recovery. That's pretty cool, right? Mm-hmm. Romance Recovery is a site that says whether you stay or go. Here's the little tagline, which we also call the USP, the Unique Selling Proposition. The tagline is, whether you stay or go, do it with courage, clarity, and ease. And what I love about this platform is this client, Joanna, came in and said, I'm a relationship coach, and I really like working with people in long-term relationships, and, you know, what can we do to set me apart? Well, what we really knew was that that audience craves refreshment. They crave getting past the stuck, stale place. People who are looking for relationship coaching usually don't want to leave their long-term spouse. They just want to fall back in love again, and that's what she helps you do. And as it says in the USP, you might choose to leave your spouse, but you've got, like, your reliable friend to talk to, or coach in this case. Next, your money personality. Now, what I love about this platform is that Mimi, this client, was a mortgage interviewer for bank. For, you know, 20 years, and she interviewed more than 10,000 people on their finances. And she came in wanting to be, you know, another Susie Orman. But we had to find a unique position for the money, for her money expertise. And that's a really crowded venue. There's lots and lots of money experts of all kinds. So your money personality is really, what she noticed in all those interviews is that people have several distinct patterns in how they manage their money. And they might be a cash coward, they might be a ceaseless shopper or a budget buster. You know, they're all going to be people who have different issues. So she was able to put together a whole system of identifying what your money personality is, which I think is just a really terrific idea. Next, please. Finally, as a really good example of a hooky platform, I love Midlife with a Vengeance. And by the way, the look and the feel of these sites is very distinct, too. Each one was designed by a professional designer to really give the feel of the platform. So, you know, Midlife with a Vengeance has kind of a feminine, carefree, sort of sassy look to it. It's refreshing. It's upbeat. It's positive. The background on this site is that Gregory Ann, this coach, came to me and said, I want to do a site for heart health for women because that's the number one killer. And what was really funny about that was that we both kind of went, heart health, like, it's not sexy, you know? Like, mm-hmm. We know we need heart health tips, but are we rushing to get them? No, because heart health just sounds inherently scary and even a little boring, right? So what we did instead was create this platform around midlife health that has kind of a spirited punch to it. So it's not about heart health anymore. It's about living a more vivacious midlife, which, by the way, addresses things like your midlife muffin top. You know, I love that. That was her bonus for a while. Overcome the midlife muffin top, which is that, you know, spillover tummy that, you know, sags on the top of your pants. This is my graphic. Don't you immediately get it? Yeah. You know, the midlife muffin top was just kind of an example of her sense of humor, and behind it all is heart health information. So it's sort of like what they call putting the pill in the peanut butter, right? It's that useful info that's cloaked in something really hooky and attractive. Okay, so how do you get this platform going? Well, the first thing you have to do is really start to think about who your special market is. Sometimes I hear people say this, next slide, my niche is women over 40. Isn't that defined enough? Well, no, because it's the internet. And the internet is this big, 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 big hay pile of splinters. And there's millions of them, and they're all distinct. There are people who are, you know, women over 40 who play tennis and are Unitarians and drive a hybrid car and read hardcover books. And if that's their set of interests, believe it or not, you can find them through blogs for Unitarians, blogs for hybrid cars, you know, Facebook fan pages for people who read hardcover books, online book clubs. You know, there's all these discussion groups and social media groups and blogs that are distinct to different markets. So your opportunity is to niche down and find your exact people. But first, you've really got to identify them. Next. The next thing you want to do is make sure that you are brave, because a lot of people say this. I don't want to lose market with a niche that's too small. Well, the problem with the internet, the great thing about the internet is that there's millions of niches that already exist out there of people who've identified themselves as being interested in this or that. The problem with the internet is that there are many, 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 many niches. The great thing about that is you can find those niches, and a potential problem is you forget to go find those niches and you decide to stay broad. Because if you're broad in general, believe it or not, nobody will find you. Because people are not going out there looking for websites for women over 40. They're going out there looking for websites plus midlife women's health, you know, weight loss for midlife women. Those are the sorts of things that people do Google and Yahoo searches on. Think about what you do a search on. You know, you're not just looking for information for men or information for women. You're looking for a solution to a very specific problem. Now, take a look at the next slide. This is another mindset that I often encounter. I've already spent $2,000 on a new website, so why isn't it working? Most likely, it's a nice website, it might even look pretty good, but it's not about something findable and specific. And I'm going to show you some really, really good before and after pictures that are going to really turn you on about that. Another thing I hear is, I'm going to write a book first. Let's take a look at the next slide. Then it should be easier to get known, right? Well, this is another one of those myths. You know, I mean, the truth is the publishing industry is on its knees. The publishing industry at this point needs us more than we need it, because content is being generated by individuals who are making multi-million-dollar businesses selling information on the web that publishers can't even begin to wrap their head around. Publishers are completely invested in brick-and-mortar stores to distribute their books, which have to be delivered by, you know, diesel-burning trucks. We're over here in the land of the internet producing digital content that doesn't even kill a single tree, and it's delivered at the touch of a button. So which model is going to be more sustainable? Probably the internet. So when you're over in brick and mortar and paper and diesel land with publishers, you're having to create at a loss most of the time these days, because there is so much overhead. What that means is, yeah, it's still a pretty good deal to get a major book deal, because you'll get media, and the media as it stands today is still in place as some kind of a pretty important voice for your ability to get known. You know, like there's some parts of television that are really powerful, like American Idol, say, where you can get 30 to 40 million hits during the results week. On the other hand, you know, there's a lot of TV that has lost 35% of its advertising base. Meanwhile, there are all these people out on the internet looking for information on Google and Yahoo and YouTube. They're not looking to, you know, Oprah or even magazines anymore for answers. In fact, I read a copy of Real Simple the other day. I just picked it up and started reading it, and it really felt antiquated. I was noticing I was frustrated that I couldn't just go find something easily. I had to page through every page of the magazine. This is the mindset that the public is shifting into. So, you know, yeah, you still want to attract some media, but the big thing you really want to do is create an online presence so people can find you. Okay? Should you decide, let's look at the next slide. Should you decide you do want to publish a book, this is what it looks like when you're trying to get the attention of an agent. My agent took this picture, my old literary agent, when I was publishing books, he took this picture for me to show me what it was like on a typical day in his office. This was how many submissions they got on a typical day. How about that? That's all people who want to get published. Still, this is not a super old picture. It's just to give you a little context about what you're up against when you go to an agent, say, and what you're up against when you create your own website. There's competition for sure, but you can be clever about it, and if you're persistent and you hang in there and you continue to follow your passion and let the thing unfold the way it's meant to unfold, then I think it becomes a much, much more effortless and flowing process. Adela, do you need to ask me questions or make comments? Because I'm just kind of rolling.
Yeah, I know. You know, some folks are actually having trouble seeing the slides, and I apologize, folks. I know that some folks can see them and others can't, so it's my first time trying this. So
okay.
I apologize about that. But so maybe we might just want to be a little bit more descriptive. Actually, with that picture that Suzanne is showing, it's just, you know, stacks and stacks and stacks of manuscripts. So it's,
I think there's probably about 400 manuscripts there.
Yeah, it's a crazy picture. But, yeah, just maybe, I think maybe if we can go through the presentation, because it seems like you're really on a roll here, because there's a whole load of questions already that folks have. So then maybe we can, I think, just go through the presentation,
okay.
And then we'll take some questions. And
okay, and they're emailing them in, or they're showing up on your screen somehow?
Yeah, they're showing up
okay.
on my screen.
All right, great. So let's go to the next, and you see a disgruntled editor looking annoyed and like, why the hell are you bothering me? Magazine editors are under incredible pressure just to hang on to their jobs, let alone find experts. And the reason experts are so needed by the media, and the reason all those big media venues that were mentioned in my introduction cold call people, is because at any given time, they need an expert to comment on a story they're writing about or covering on TV. So they're going to call the people that have the most credibility and that represent the most authoritative point of view. That would be the people who are online representing a specific and distinct, discrete area of expertise. Okay, take a look down two slides. What the media is looking for, here's some comments from media people I interviewed about this. They said, the most critical thing is that we get that big umbrella hook, one overarching message over everything that's who you are and what you do, and you need to deliver it in a sentence. Now, why is this? I remember when I was writing articles for women's magazines, they'd say, go find a woman's comfort expert. So I'd go out and start looking back then, you know, it was like just Amazon. We were kind of looking on Amazon. So I'd look for like a woman's comfort expert. And lo and behold, I found Jennifer Loudon, who was writing best-selling books about comfort. So she became the comfort expert for the article. Then I had to find like a mindfulness expert. So I went out and found like three different mindfulness experts. You know, these are not people who are just here to help you live a happier life. It's like they have staked out a particular aspect of that happier life, okay? Take a look at the next one. This journalist says, be clear on what your niche and your authority is. That's reiterating what I just said. She also says, the more deep content on the site, the better. meaning if you've got lots of good articles or juicy content, then I can really dig in and learn more and believe you more, okay? Publishers, two slides down, Janet Goldstein says, here's what publishers want to know. Why you and why now? Now, I love this. Janet and I have done a program about this because one of the really cool opportunities for conscious marketers is to really represent where they fit into the spirit of the times, what we call the zeitgeist. The zeitgeist is who's talking about what? You know, what are people thinking about? For instance, a big theme in the zeitgeist right now is conscious living and becoming more aware of your impact on the planet. And our unity is a big family. And, you know, less conservative politics, more conscious use of resources. That kind of thing is really in the culture, and it's what people are talking about and what people are making shifts in their lives about. So where can you fit in with that? At the same time, two slides down, here's what your people want. From you, they want great content, and they want lots of it. Two slides down, they want inspiration. It's a big traffic sign. It says inspiration, next exit. I love that slide. It's fun, isn't it? I love it because this is what people are looking for. They want to have someone to turn to for answers, and they want it more now than ever. Because a big piece of the zeitgeist is at the same time we're pulling together as a society and becoming more conscious, we're seeing the destruction of certain institutions, which I think is not going to go away and may even become more severe as the years go on. And so when institutions shift and change and what people rely on shifts and changes, the general population becomes more needy, looking for more inspiration. They begin to crave security and comfort and inspiration. Two slides down, the big thing they're looking for, and this, for those of you who can't see, is my favorite slide in the whole slideshow. It's a big, juicy, delicious piece of chocolate cake on a white plate. And it's devil's food cake, I might add that. This big piece of chocolate cake helps you understand that your job as a conscious entrepreneur in everything you do online is to tap into your market's craving. That would be the thing that they really need that only you can provide. Now, I say only you because what the idea is here is for you to tap into the craving of your ideal market and mesh it up with what your purpose is in life. What are you really here to do for this ideal market of yours? I know my purpose is to move people to express themselves. And one of the ways I do that is by helping people build conscious businesses online, platform that really helps them help other people. If you take a look at one more slide down, Oya Consulting. Okay, this is the beginning of my before and afters. And for those who don't have the slides, this is a rather drab site, and the brand is Oya Consulting, and it just, the headline says Growth Begins. So if you think about this from everything I've told you so far, would you say that this is a niche, well-defined market and benefit? What do you think, Adela?
No.
Yeah, it's not. It's general, and Oya is not a word that I understand, and probably not a word you understand. That client knew it wasn't working for her, so she came to me, and we developed the platform on the next slide, which is the Entrepreneurial MD, where physicians become thriving entrepreneurs. What's cool about this is that she picked a really narrow niche. The niche is doctors who are tired of having a practice and want to build a medical-related business, some kind of sales or training or vending some, you know, supplies, whatever. Doesn't matter what, as long as it's entrepreneurial, she can help them. Take a look at the next slide. This is the results she got. In the first 10 months of this website being up, she was interviewed by Entrepreneur. She was a columnist in the trade publications for physicians. She got the top 5 positions on Google and Yahoo. She got invited to speak on several teleconferences for physicians, and she grew her business substantially, and they all called her. She's even a visiting faculty member at a local university. in 10 months this happened for her, and they all came to her. Okay, now take a look at the next slide, which says Ganis Consulting, and has a little girl jumping rope, and it says increasing motivation, increasing performance. Okay, so it's actually kind of a pretty sight, but it's a very bland message with another one of those corporate brands that doesn't mean a lot, okay? Take a look on the next slide, and you'll see it became a well-known blog called Escape from Cubicle Nation. So this blogger, who is now one of the top 4,000 bloggers in the world, has had an unbelievable ride to success with this brand, which is really about getting out of your cubicle and going off and starting a business. Because it turned out that's where her heart was. Those are the people she wanted to work with. Take a look on the next slide and look at these results. I have two pages of results for her. Within 18 months, she became a top 4,000 blogger on the web out of 62 million. She's been called and featured in USA Today, The New York Times, Psychology Today, Fast Company, The Baltimore Sun, Wall Street Journal, CNET, and the list actually is much longer than this. Gloria Steinem called her up and asked her to speak on a panel of influential bloggers, flew her to New York to do this. She has been blogged about repeatedly by Tom Peters, Guy Kawasaki, Hugh McLeod of Gaping Void, etc. Next slide. A New York literary agent called her up and said, I would like to get you a book deal, which he did with Simon & Schuster. She got on Fox News, USA Today, and Chicago NBC affiliates. She's had a huge increase to her consulting business and web traffic. She gets 20,000 unique visitors a month on her blog. That's like huge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They call her, okay?
Yeah.
I just have some more fun slides here to show you. This is a client of mine, well-known social media pundit. She actually started her business with me. Her name is Shema Kabani, Shema Hyder Kabani. If anybody follows social media marketing, they may know her. She started out with a brand called After the Launch, which was neat. It was targeted to people who had started internet businesses that had plateaued after 2 years and they were stuck. And she built a six-figure business in 6 months out of that. Okay, if you go to the next slide. In 10 to 18 months, she'd been invited to speak at Blog Her, Blog World, and South by Southwest, which are the three biggest blogging conferences in the world. She got that within her first year. She launched an ebook online in the last few months and sold thousands of them in 10 days. She's been featured in Fast Company. She has clients on every continent but Antarctica. And she built a six-figure business in 10 months from nothing, absolutely nothing. And all she did was isolate the problem that people have today. Okay? The reason I focus on blogs, I get my clients to build blogs. Next slide. Because 79% of all the major media journalists in the U.S. use blogs as the source for their stories, their pundits, their articles, their, you know, their ideas, the experts they interview. They love blogs. Because blogs are like websites that are really kept current. On a blog, unlike a website, you're constantly posting little updates. It's like a diary. And every day or every other day, you go in and you put in your thoughts for the day. You know, or a useful little video, or an interesting something, and people pick it up and they share it. I love blogging. Blogging makes me happy. In fact, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm gonna commit to blogging on my way home on the ferry tonight using my little MiFi modem. The point is that when you're actively commenting out in the world with your blog, the media folks can actually find you. Okay, let's write about, just real quick, I want to whiz through this because I know people have questions and I want to give them an opportunity to ask those questions. So there's certain things on your site that the media and publishers will look for and that they will say, oh, yes, that's good. That's a credible expert. We can call that person. And those things that they want to use to determine whether you've got enough platform for them or not, and they're going to call you, is are you out speaking? That's actually one of the biggest ones. Are you doing speaking gigs? Is it obvious what you're an expert in? They also want to know if your take on things is unique. Are you able to stand apart from all the other pundits out there? Do you own your niche? Do you have authority that way? Next slide. Do you have media clips, meaning have you been in the media? Now, for most of you, you probably don't, and that's okay. This is not as important, believe it or not, as is your authority, you know, in one way, shape, or form clear, i.e., if you write about losing weight, you've lost weight, you know, or if you're a money expert, it's because you were in the mortgage industry. You know, do you have some kind of life experience that backs up what you're an expert in? Or possibly academic credentials or certification degrees? Do people in the industry love you? Do you have a great memorable branded business that looks good, that's on a site that's actually been professionally designed? Now, on the other hand, if you click down to slide 40, here's what the media and publishers do not consider. These are things that they don't think are credible, okay? They don't care if you have a self-published book. It's nice for a little money-making in the back of the room, and you can use it as kind of a calling card for what you do, but it's never going to get you major media. In fact, most self-published books are not reviewed by major media and never will be. Okay? CDs, ebooks, they don't care. If you got a major publisher or even a small press to publish you, that's different. Then they will pay a little more attention. They don't like soft, fuzzy, vague platform concepts. They aren't going to be moved by testimonials from your clients. Yes, if it's from somebody well-known, but not if it's just your client. Non-professional site designs that look like all the others, that sort of turns them off. They don't like bad headshots. They don't like a lack of brand. You know, sometimes people just want to use their name as a brand. Well, I really caution against it unless you've got a network TV deal or a major, major radio show or some kind of syndicated column in at least 100 newspapers. Do you have something to build that name into a brand behind you? You know, are you going on QVC? You know, did you publish a really good book? You can't become, look, I don't even have a site with my name on it, and I've been doing this for 10 years now, and I'm actually just about to do it. I think I may be a little late to do it, but it takes a while in your area of expertise to build your name up to the point where it's time for a name-based blog, okay? And what people really don't like, if you click down a few more, are sites that are just about sales. Now, I know you guys are all conscious business owners, so I don't even have to get into that with you. If you keep on clicking down, you know, you'll see people crave a kinder, gentler approach. There's a picture of two little girls sitting in a beautiful wildflower field, looking at the sky with just, you know, what could only be described as wonder. This is what your market wants. And this is what your conscious guidance is giving you to deliver to people. So one of the best things you can do is just get out of the way. And if you need help, get help. You know, don't feel like you have to do it all alone, but just get out of your own way and deliver the wonder, you know, because people crave inspiration and happiness. And you click down two more, you'll see a little boy singing his heart out with his little guitar. It's like, you know, people just, they just want you to move them to go out and make a difference in the world. And they crave a solution to their problems that will allow them to do that. They crave a hook. Keep on clicking down. They crave your uniqueness, the special thing only you can provide. You know, I have a little picture here of Obama, slide 50, standing in front of the gazillions and gazillions and gazillions of people who came to one of his appearances towards the end of his campaign. They want you to step up and be an honest, thoughtful leader. Okay, now I have some slides here from some of my clients who've created wonderful brands. Here's Harry King. His brand is Reinvent the Edge. Maintain your competitive edge right into retirement. And sure enough, there's a picture of Harry skydiving right there in his header. Why? Because Harry is a guy who still jumps out of airplanes in his mid-60s and wants you to go out and live your edge as well at that age. Beautiful testimonial to using what you're passionate about in your own life as the basis for your platform. Take a look at the next one, the Six Figure Moms Club. You can look at that at sixfiguremomsclub.com. Angie Swartz is a wonderful, she brings together groups of moms who earn six figures and have little kids and want to do something more together than talk about, you know, toddler issues. They don't want to go to Gymboree. They actually want to do something to feed their own needs and cravings. So she's got this six-figure moms club, which is really just for the moms. And that's a wonderful hooky idea. So the next slide, newleaftouchstone.com, is a wonderful site for Cindy Loughran, who sells these cool little bracelets, which you can charge with your intentions around a life change you want to make, say a diet you want to go on or a career switch you want to make. And every time you feel your resolve weakening, you're meant to look at your wrist and your bracelet and remember what you committed to, much like people have worn rubber bands around their wrists for that reason. So this is the equivalent to the rubber band. And the hookiest thing about this is that the bracelets are made by at-risk teenage girls. And when you go on her site, which is a gorgeous site, it's so fun the way it turned out, you learn all about the at-risk teenagers who made the bracelets, and you can order them. And who do you think her target market is? This is really where the marketing savvy comes in. Her target market is life coaches, therapists, healers, et cetera, who work with people who need to make those changes. And this is a gift that they can give their clients. And, of course, people can buy them for themselves. The last example I want to show you here is a wonderful, colorful slide, 54, it's of the Rebel Belle. Now, this is Tuck Self. She is a wonderful woman from North Carolina who wanted to be a creativity coach when we started working together. And we both agreed that being creativity coach is not very distinct. You need something more than that. So we took Tuck's innate southernness and we turned it into this brand called the Rebel Belle. And her whole deal is it's a southern voice for bold self-expression. So she works with southern women, but she works with other women who are all wanting to go out there and really express themselves. You know, so the big question, continuing on down, what have your people always craved that only you can provide? I talk, you know, I'm going to really start whipping through this here, Adela, so I have time for some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Really what we're doing here is we're building Blue Ocean Strategy. Blue Ocean Strategy is kind of your unique corner of the world. It helps you get out there in front of people. So what you're doing is not only unique, it's a better way of doing it. Take a look at the next slide, 57, which is a site called Tidiology. Yes, Tidiology. That's what it's called. And Tidiology is a site for breast cancer patients and survivors who've had mastectomies. The owner of this site had a double mastectomy at 38 and decided at that moment, before she had surgery, she would have a party and invite all the women currently going into the surgery and women who'd previously had the surgery in the last year to come to her house and meet each other and talk about this. And she had, it was called the Ta-Ta to My Titties Party, and she had breast-shaped cupcakes, etc. And she decided that this website needed to be lighthearted because that's what people with breast cancer needed most. And it just, you know, I just feel like crying talking about this because it took such guts to do this. And before her Ta-Ta to My Titties Party, just to prove to you the value of a hook, she called up the Providence Journal where she lives and said, hey, I'm going to do this party tomorrow night. Do you want to come? And not only did they come, they put her party on the front page of their newspaper. They did a whole story on it on the front page. How about that? I'm just going to jump ahead two slides to 59, to the Empowered Soul. This is a very wonderful site from an intuitive. Now, you're like, how are you going to package an intuitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, intuitives also have to find hooks, just like everyone else. And this woman, Andrea Hess, decided her best hook was around helping people heal the pieces of their soul that really needed to be healed so they could empower themselves and get better results in life. Within 12 months of putting up this blog, entrepreneur.com called. She got a featured in Women's World, which has a circulation of 2.5 million. Her easing list went up to 4,000. She had numerous net radio interviews, and her income went up 3 to 4 times what it was. And I just checked in with her. It's now up 500% over what it was. I mean, she's just doing so great. Let's end on slide 61, the very last one. It says how to build platform. So these are the pieces that I've led you through today. You want to first begin by defining an ideal market for yourself. You want to check out who your competitors are and you want to define your blue ocean strategy. Remember, that's that thing about how are you going to be different from them? How are you going to be better than them? What are you going to do that really brings you to the table and makes your unique gifts part of your offer, okay? You're going to create a brand and a USP that reflects that benefit, and that is really after you do the other pieces. I mean, people often think they got to start with the brand. No. Brand comes later. Once you get that brand, start to figure out the keywords people will type in when they're in pain and they're looking for you. And then you want to set up a professionally designed blog with capture tools, meaning you want to have a form for people to sign up for your e-zine, i.e. a bonus that's going to hook them in, you know, like a recording or a little article or questionnaires. I love questionnaires. One of my peers, Lisa Coffey, has gotten 200,000 people on her list just from a little questionnaire called What's Your Dosha? I mean, what? That's pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
And you start building a list. And through that list and through your blog and through working social media and a whole lot of other marketing that I don't have time to get into here, you begin to seriously build a platform that will help you get what you need to say out in the world more powerfully. So that is really my presentation in a nutshell. And what I'd love to do, Adela, is just tell people how I can help them build platform. And then we can take a few questions. How's that sound?
That sounds great. And just one question. I apologize about the slides. I don't know what happened. It seemed to be working. So can we get a copy of the slides to folks?
Yeah.
Suzanne?
You have a download, and I'm happy to share it. And there's slides I didn't mention today because we were just kind of whipping through as quickly as we could.
So great. So folks, you'll have access to the slides. I'll give you a link so that you can see them, and I'll send them after the call so you can
not a problem
enjoy them. Thank you, Suzanne. So go ahead. Yeah, great.
Yeah. So the link you want to go to, if you want to check out the transformation I have cooked up for you, I'll give you that link in a minute. It's really, as you can see, a strategic process, this finding the market, finding the competitors, the blue ocean strategy, the brands. It's really like that chunk of it is the most critical piece. And I have created a really fun, less expensive program, which I'd really love to offer to you guys today, called Build Your Perfect Platform Now. It's a five-part teleseminar series. I may add a sixth bonus call. I think I probably will. It's going to start the very first week of December. And when you get on those calls, I'm going to give you coaching and worksheets on how to do those steps. And you're going to be held accountable to yourself going through each call. Each call is a couple weeks apart to give you a little bit of time to sit with the questions, to do these worksheets. These worksheets are very much step-by-step and self-explanatory, so you don't get left behind or wondering how to answer them. It's really clear. I mean, personally, I don't like it when people just say, okay, who's your market? I want a big checklist that's going to tell me what's my market.
Mm.
So I really like to lead people through this in a conscious way. So between December and February, in February, you're going to go through this five-part process, and along the way, you're going to have the chance to really dig in and answer these big questions for yourself. I'll be leading the calls. I'll be taking you through PowerPoints, much the way the one was we looked today. It won't be delivered through the same format. What I do is I send everybody the PowerPoint. They open it in their own computer, so you'll definitely be able to see it, which we weren't able to do today. That isn't always possible, I guess, depending on where I do the teleclasses. But anyway, you'll have access to all the materials you need. If you can't make a call, it's no big deal. You can follow along at your own convenience. And at the end of the program, I'll be making a product out of it. I'm going to ship it to you. So you'll be able to proceed with your own set of CDs and keep it for every single time you ever want to build a platform again. Now, there's a special bonus that comes with this, which I'm really excited about. Oh, I didn't even mention, by the way, I have picked out a person, Ashley Mahaffey, who is a small business builder, just like you all. She's a conscious fitness trainer who works with speakers. And she would really like to build a platform and does not have a powerful brand right now. And she has offered to be a person I'm going to coach on each of these calls through each step of this process. So you're going to get to see a transparent coaching process that will help you apply these principles to your own business. Okay? Now, in addition to this, when you sign up today as part of Adela's list, there's a very, very juicy goodie. You are going to get a free ticket to something I call the Perfect Platform Revival. This is an event I'm doing March 5 to 7 in Austin, Texas. It's a three-day event in which I'm going to coach people in the audience personally. I'm going to take people into much deeper processes to really finish the work that essentially gets done in this teleclass. And the best part is we're going to work on that for 2 days, and I'm going to help you start to step up to become a leader and work with you on any issues you have around your fear of becoming a leader so we can really put those concerns to rest. We're going to do some deep, deep work on that, and we're going to finish on Sunday morning with an honest-to-God revival meeting. I'm going to have a blues band on stage. I'm going to lead you in an unbelievable process. It's really going to help you step up and own your platform like crazy. So if you want to be part of this big revival, that is free. It's actually a $2,000 event, but I'm going to give it to you for free just for signing up for Build Your Perfect Platform Now, which is a darn good deal, and there's even a three-pay option on it right now. So if you want to find out about that, pardon?
No, I was just going to say that's an extraordinary deal.
Yeah, it's a really good deal, and I really, really want to fill the room with lots of platform builders, so it's an awesome networking event as well. Anyway, if folks want to find out more about that, they can just go to getknownnow.com/Adela, A-D, like dog, E-L-A, Adela.
Ah,
there you go, Adela.
Oh, that was wonderful. You know, you just covered so much, and I know that, you know, I know that folks were so preoccupied that they missed out on the slides. But you really gave lots of content, and even though it seems like it's a lot to do, it really isn't, because the sessions with you are very focused, and, you know, you're working with a group of people that are aligned. Most of the people that have been on in the programs that I've been with you, Suzanne, they're all conscious, you know, holistic-oriented people.
Okay.
So it's a like-minded community. It's the energy is wonderful. People are always helpful and open. And that's one of the things that I've noticed, that when you try to do something big like this, because going live, going big in the world, you need a tribe.
You do need a tribe. That's completely right.
Yeah.
I really hope people can wrap their head around the opportunity of building a platform for themselves with a little bit of assistance. Because doing it alone is totally possible, but it's not always easy. And it might even be more effective to get an outside perspective on it.
Yeah, and it takes a long time, and it's very expensive. Because I know, because that's what I've been doing for 5 years. You know, a course here, a training over here, a training over there. And what I love about, you know, because people are like, oh, you know, marketing, marketing, marketing. But if you don't know who you are, who you serve, And what's the issue that you are the perfect answer for?
I know, and can I just say there's another beautiful piece I didn't even mention, which is when you step up to your correct place in the market, you begin to solve your own healing, areas of healing as well. It's actually healing work for you to do the healing work for others. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, that is one of the coolest things, and going out and being your own work, you actually heal everything.
Yeah, that's true. That is really good.
Yeah.
So let's give the link one more time, which is getknownnow.com, getknown, KNOWNNOW.com/Adela, A, B like dog, E-L-A. And you'll be sending that link to them as well, won't you, with the recording?
Yeah, I'll be sending them after the call. I send an email after every call, so I'll make sure everyone gets it.
Great.
Yeah, because this is a great, great content-rich call. So I wanted to take a few questions here.
Sure.
Great. We've got one from Melanie in Denver, and she's asking, can what you do help someone who has been a best-selling author in the traditional way for several decades reinvent their careers?
Sure, why not? It's up to you, Melanie, to determine that you're ready to let go of where you've been and step up to a different position. And also, if you've been in the publishing model, you may not have optimized the opportunity for you, because most publishers don't tell you how to do that. which would be things like creating training programs, creating events, creating retreats, creating, you know, CD sets, home study courses. There's many, 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 many ways to package content that go far beyond the reach of publishers. In fact, I got a six-figure deal from one of the biggest publishers in the world, but I never really began to make money until I stepped up to the whole internet business thing, which has been very, very good.
Yeah. Great. Next question. Brenton from Waterloo. What are examples of weak platforms? Can you be too metaphorical?
Yeah. Darn right. For instance, if you had, like, gosh, I wish I could remember the platform someone suggested to me on a call today. You know, it's like, it's things like True Livelihood, right? Like, whoa, you have to stop and think about that. It's not fast. On the other hand, you could call it True Purpose, which, if anyone knows Tim Kelly's brand, that's his brand, True Purpose. Okay, I get that now. You know, like, there are many different causes for a weak platform, but one of them is I have to think about it too much, and that 20th of the second opportunity in which I come to your website is blown. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a next question here. Susan's asking how to register for Building Your Perfect Platform. The website for that is getknownnow.com/Adela. And actually, Joy from San Francisco wanted to know if you could just summarize those five parts to the platform building again.
Sure. Suzanne? Happy to. Mm-hmm. Find your ideal market. That means the people you'd love to serve. Then check out your competition. Then build your blue ocean strategy. How are you going to do it differently? Then find a brand. And finally, get your tagline or your USP, the little sentence that summarizes why you're different. So it's market, competition, blue ocean strategy, brand, tagline.
Wonderful. And we've got another question from Donna in Seattle. Is it appropriate to use an email database like Constant Contact to mail your press releases to a list of media contacts?
I don't believe in mailing press releases. I think they're outdated and they're not read. Mm-hmm. I think if you really want to contact the media, you have to do a lot of research and find maybe 5 to 10 key players you want to connect with after you've built platform and send them a personal email and build relationship with them. The press release model is long dead.
All right. And we're going to take one last question because we're almost out of time here. And, Helen, you may need to give us a little bit more information. Helen would like to know, can you give us a few tips on how to narrow down a niche brand for women?
Oh, Helen needs to go in and think about who her ideal market is and get some help with that if she needs it, because that's a really big question that I can't answer quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really about, you know, which women do you want to serve? And as you can see, the key is to be specific. And just ask yourself, who do I really want to work with, you know?
Yeah.
Which women, right?
Yeah, and I think one of the things, too, is that sometimes we hold back because we think, oh, that'll never fly. And I think one of the things I've been hearing over and over again today, Suzanne, and I know that I've heard over and over with you, is, you know, be bold, be different, be wacky,
yeah.
Be you.
Yeah, and not just different for different sake, Adela, mm-hmm. but authentically different, and don't be afraid to stand up and start your own revolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good note to stop on.
It sure is.
Let's give that link one last time, shall we? It's getknownnow.com/Adela.
Yes, wonderful. Well, I'm just going to unmute the lines. Suzanne, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I enjoyed it, Adela. What an opportunity. I love your list. You're great.
It's awesome. Yeah, I'm just going to unmute the line so we can all just sign off and say goodbye.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, Suzanne.
Fabulous. Wow, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Adela.
Thank you, Adela, too.
Thank you, Adela.
Bye.
Adela, are you there? Adela?